And here they are, portraits of my family through the millennia. Such is the perk of eternal life, I suppose. You can put off the family portrait almost indefinitely, because all that will change is the fashion. Here you can see my Aunt Vasilisa, known for her beauty and grace. I've told you of her and how she was... Yes, she was the one who taught me how to wield a sword. Well remembered. The woman was lightning fast, absolutely unforgiving with a blade. Over a century of cuts, small enough to only be a nuisance, but large enough to ensure that I would never again make whatever mistake I had in training with her. And here they are, my parents. The Honourable Baron Radoslav and his wife, Baroness Mazana. My father was acclaimed for his iron hand, and my mother for her sociability and strategy. I strive to continue their legacy, even after all these years hence. My dear, I cannot say. I would hope so, but... my own family viewed humans in the way many of my kind do. As livestock, toys to be played with until they break. I will tell you, I did not show you these portraits in this hall to intimidate. Rather, I wanted you to understand the lineage that I come from, that you may better understand me. Do I think that way? About humans? I did once, yes. I do view humanity now as a collective of independent creatures, and certainly imaginative ones. But I won't lie to you. I do think their worth is limited. I can see the question in your eyes, dear one. No, I do not think of you as some mere toy or simple mortal. You are so much more than that, and there is nothing that I desire more than to help you achieve your fullest potential. But we will speak of that in time. Come, there is more of my home to show you. Why do you grasp at my sleeve so? Ah. You are... the single most radiant creature I have ever met. The thought that death would be able to take you from me, withering you to a mere husk, stealing you away piece by piece as the year grind by, is not to be borne. It is unforgivable. But it needn't be so. I can share with you the gift of my existence. I can give you what no mere mortal man ever could. True eternity, bound together for all time. I would be yours as you would be mine. The night would be ours. Only the moon to judge as we share of ourselves, entwined forever in body and soul. Forgive me, my passion got away from me for a moment, and the mere thought of being without you brings out something from within me, it seems. Now, my dear, please follow along. There is much still to show you. Of course you may. What is it that you would like to see? I would show you the grounds, but it is a new moon, and I doubt you'd be able to appreciate its beauty in the low light. You want to see my chambers? For what reason, sweet one? I will grant you that you are on the right track with that. A person's intimate spaces are perhaps one of the best ways to see who they are. A and I suppose it is only fair that I show you, given that I saw yours when I stole you away earlier this evening. No need to look so bashful about it. I may have given you the cloak to preserve your modesty, have I not? Flimsy though your nightgown may be, I am hardly the type to seek out glimpses of what has freely been offered. Though perhaps it will change. Who could say? But very well. Come, take my hand. My chambers are far from here by your speed, so I will simply... Don't look so startled. Surely my speed no longer surprises you. You must have seen such feats before. Now, we are nearly there. Just a few more rooms. Here we are. Behold, my most private sanctum. Were you perhaps expecting a coffin or the like? Such a thing is reserved for the mausoleum, which I will show you at some other point in time, but I cannot help to think that you asked to see this room for a very specific reason. Don't clutch at your cloak so I could hear the pounding of your heart as you asked me to bring you here. And I heard the hitch of your breath just now. You smell so sweet. Shh. Shh, don't startle. It is only my hand wandering up to the clasp of your cloak. All it will take to loosen the chain is a flick of my fingers and... there it goes. Let me look at you. Oh, there you are. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you wore such a pretty nightgown because you knew I was stealing you away tonight. Or am I thinking too highly of myself? All the same, I find myself wanting to touch you more than I already did. Come into my arms. Let me show you the regard in which I hold you. So tight, I'm sure you can tell just how madly I want you. And with that sweet spill of arousal I can smell on you, I'll assume it's mutual. That's it. Lean into me. Tilt your face upwards towards mine. That dreamy look in your eyes is so charming. Feel my hands roam your curves, the swell of your hips, the shape of your silhouette up to your breasts. Is that where you want me to touch you as I whisper in your ear? Don't. Don't ask that of me. Eternity is not the casual gifts you mortals think it is. But can the time we have together now, perfect as you are. Tilt your head back. Let me see that slender neck of yours, brushing my lips along it. The scrape of my teeth. I've not bitten you yet, my dear. No, I merely scratched your skin open. Did it hurt too much? You've always been quite the intrepid little thing, haven't you? But if you insist... Fuck. You taste. You are incredible. I need... On the bed. Get on the bed now. Trust me. Good. The sight of you like this, laid out for me, soft and warm. Perfect. I want to taste all of you. Your thighs. Your belly. Those perfect breasts. Don't shiver so. I know my hands are cold, but you'll warm them, won't you? Would you like me to bite you here too? Or would you prefer something else? My tongue, perhaps? That's new for you, is it? That's it. Grip the sheets if you need, or hold on to me. But let me know if it becomes too much. Your skin is so warm. I can feel your blood racing just beneath your skin. Can you feel my teeth as they graze your sternum, your belly, the swell of your hips? It'd be so easy to break the skin, to take, to just a little more of your blood. Yes, moan for me. Don't you dare be quiet. Spread your legs. I have to taste you. Yes, just like that. Over my shoulders. You drive me wild. sweet little pussy tastes as good as your blood. Yes, writhe on my tongue. Those fingers I feel. You're so, so wet for me, my dear. God, you taste so good. I know. I could feel just how close you were, love. But be patient and take what I will give you. It will be worth it in the end, just trust me. That's it. Relax for me. You'll have your climax soon enough. But before that comes, I want to claim you as mine. Your blood, your slick. The taste of you is damn near driving me mad. Can you see how hard I am? You can touch. You are not as innocent as you seem. Oh, now, hands above your head. Yes, that's it. Feel how easily I can hold you down. The way it only takes one hand to pin your delicate little wrists as I settle atop you. You fit so perfectly against me, my precious thing. Come, spread your legs again. Wrap them around my waist if you'd like. Just so. I wonder if you will take me inside you, as well as you've taken everything else. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you are so tight. Oh, you feel so fucking good. Fuck. You were made for me. Your tight little cat made to just take me. God, I can feel your blood pumping the way your heart pounds. God, you're doing so well. Such a good girl. You like that, do you? My claws breaking your skin, my fangs scraping against you, pulling you open for me. The bites and scratches I leave on you. Oh, fuck! Yes! Leave a mark. Rip my skin open with your nails, just like that. You were made for me, weren't you? My perfect little monster. That's it, darling, take it. Just a little more, are you going to come? Yes, yes, come for me, come with me, come apart on my thick, hard cock, as I take you, as I make you mine forever, as I spill inside you and claim you. Fuck, take it, take my cum, take it, fuck, God, you've done so well, so fine. That's it. There we go. Breathe. Just like that. Shh. Lay back. Yes, you can lay your head on my chest if you'd like. Come in close, my heart. Let me stroke your hair and sweet one. I always enjoy your company. And to think I considered a new moon to be boring. Rest. The night is long, and there is much more to explore with you. We have hours ahead, and when you are ready, be it days.